North Korea testing its limits. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. North Korea fired two missiles toward the sea Friday in its first ballistic weapons launches in 2 weeks. The test follows a warning from the U.S. military that if Pyongyang uses nuclear weapons, it would, quote, result in the end of the regime. South Korea's military says it detected the two launches from the North's eastern coastline. Twitter has a new owner. Billionaire Elon Musk wraps up his on-again, off-again deal to buy the social media giant. Musk, who changed his Twitter bio to Chief Twit, fired the company's CEO and CFO.
And also Twitter's top legal and policy executive, Vijaya Gad, a key employee involved in removing former President Trump from the Twitter platform. Musk first agreed to buy Twitter in April. Then he later threatened to walk away from the deal after accusing Twitter of failing to provide enough information about how many of its users were real and how many were so-called fake bots.
Fox's Matt Finn. U.S. economy grew in the third quarter after shrinking the previous two quarters. The July to September period grew at a 2.6% annual rate.
The 2.6% was made up almost entirely by increased exports and government spending. And economists think that that will drop off in the fourth quarter. And also consumer spending is slowing down, and that constitutes up to 70% of the U.S. economy. So it is a warning sign there. And the White House is instead highlighting a bright spot in that report. The president saying in a statement, today's data shows that in the third quarter, Americans' incomes were up and price increases in the economy came down.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow rose 194 points. The Nasdaq lost 178. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A mystery in Broken Arrow, Arizona. Oklahoma. Police say that eight people were found dead in a house fire, and it appears they were murdered.
The fire department was called around 4 p.m. after neighbors reported it on fire. Broken Arrow Police Public Information Officer Ethan Hutchins provided a brief.
Early indications, according to officers on scene, confirmed that they are investigating a homicide.
As of now, we do not know what caused the fire, who was inside, their ages, or if there were any survivors. Police are unable to talk about suspects or if there's any suspect at all, only saying there's no danger to the community.
John Abizas with Fox 23 Tulsa. A volcano in Hawaii may be getting ready to erupt. Officials warning residents of the Big Island that Mauna Loa is sending up signals that it may erupt. And they say that the eruption, though, is not imminent, but scientists are on alert. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer captured on a hot mic in Syracuse, New York Thursday, telling President Biden that Georgia's red hot Senate race is going downhill. Schumer adding that it's hard to believe voters will go for Republican candidate Herschel Walker over Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock. And Schumer going on to say that the Pennsylvania race that pits Democrat John Fetterman against Republican Mehmet Oz may be in the Democrats' favor. And Outlander star Sam Heughan, who plays Jamie Fraser in the hit Starz drama, writes in his memoir that he felt betrayed by producers who left a full frontal shot of him in the first season. Ewan wrote in his book, Waypoints, My Scottish Journey, that he pushed back on including the graphic shot and reasoned that nudity sexualized the horrific experience of his character. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.